Good morning. This is Tactical Temptress with your Urban Prepper Daily Briefing for Thursday, July 9th, 2026. A lot is moving in the community today. We've got food cost data that every prepper with a pantry needs to hear, some important developments in the off-grid and homesteading space, and a privacy communications topic that's been flying under the radar for too long. Let's get into it. We'll start with communications because Rob Braxman Tech put out something that deserves your attention. The video is on XMPP, a messaging standard that's been around for a while, but rarely gets talked about in the same breath as Signal or Telegram. Braxman breaks down why XMPP was designed from the ground up to collect no personally identifiable information and no metadata. That's the core of what makes it stand out from the more popular options. If you've been thinking about your communications privacy and you haven't looked at XMPP, this is a solid starting point. Also on the communications front, Ham Radio 2.0 is covering something that affects the mesh networking community directly. MeshCore, the open source mesh radio project that a lot of preppers have been building around, is in the middle of a trademark dispute. The video breaks down the timeline of those legal challenges and why the outcome could fracture the ecosystem. If you're running MeshCore nodes, or you've been thinking about building a mesh network, this situation is worth tracking closely. From communications to the pantry, and this one matters. Sutton's Days is covering the American Farm Bureau Federation's 2026 Summer Cookout Cost Survey, and the numbers are significant. Ground beef is now $14.06 for 2 pounds, the highest price ever recorded in that survey's history. Pork and beans rose 13.8%. Fresh strawberries are up 12.4%. Sutton's Days connects these numbers directly to what they mean for food storage planning going into fall. This isn't just a grocery story. It's a data point that tells you where protein and staple costs are heading, and it has direct implications for how you're building and budgeting your pantry right now. Staying in the food and preparedness lane, Rogue Preparedness is out with a hurricane season video that's a useful reminder. The point being made is that a quiet start to hurricane season doesn't mean the risk has passed. The video uses historical seasonal patterns to explain why the lull early in the season can actually be the most dangerous period, because it's when people let their guard down. If you're in a coastal or hurricane-prone region and you haven't locked down your seasonal prep, this is a well-timed nudge. Prepper Princess is covering the Pecron F5000 LFP, a lithium iron phosphate power station aimed specifically at blackout and storm readiness. The video covers what the unit offers for power outage preparedness and home backup scenarios. LFP chemistry has been getting more attention in the prepper community because of its longer cycle life and thermal stability compared to older lithium ion setups. So this is a relevant category to follow if backup power is part of your preparedness plan. Over in homesteading, Homesteading Family is pulling back the curtain on what a real morning routine looks like when you're managing livestock and pasture rotation. No tutorial format here. Just a real-time look at daily chores and what rotational grazing actually involves in practice. If you're building toward a homestead or already managing animals, the unscripted day-in-the-life format tends to surface details that step-by-step tutorials miss. Now, Dave Canterbury put out something that's going to resonate with anyone who's ever gotten into a debate about the difference between bushcraft, camping, and survival. He breaks down what separates these three disciplines from each other and where they genuinely overlap. Canterbury's been at this long enough that his take on the distinctions is worth hearing, especially if you're trying to build a skills framework and you want to understand which gaps you're actually filling. Alaska Granny is covering Dr. Scholl's Prevent Pain insoles, specifically how to cut them, fit them, and whether they hold up in practice. This is the kind of topic that slides under the radar but has real relevance for preppers. Foot health during extended movement, evacuation scenarios, or long workdays on uneven terrain is something that doesn't get enough attention. The video covers the practical how-to and gives an honest assessment of performance. On the EDC side, Accessorize Me put together a blackout-themed everyday carry lineup. The loadout includes a Stabby Labs massive nut, an IM Corona Pipe Master soft flame lighter, a Civivi Baby Banter Blade, the Cap Tools Pry V2 Slim, and a Uni Jetstream Multi-Pen. It's a tightly curated pocket carry setup, and the lighter and pry tool in particular are worth a look for anyone building a minimal but functional daily kit. Now, a few channels today covered geopolitical and conflict-related content. Canadian Prepper posted twice on current military and diplomatic developments, and Full Spectrum Survival had two broadcasts with similar themes. Pinball Preparedness also weighed in on current events, including gas prices and a piece on legislation. That's not territory we cover in this briefing. If that angle interests you, those channels are worth a look. Let's move over to the Rising Voices portion of today's briefing. The Prepared Wanderer posted a short on fire-starting redundancy, specifically a hands-on look at the Ozark Trail fire steel from a survival kit perspective. The key point is straightforward. Never rely on a single ignition method. The video pairs the fire steel with a lighter and matches as a complete kit, and gives a practical assessment of how the Ozark Trail steel actually performs. For a short-form piece, it covers the ground it needs to. Survival Unfiltered has a video titled Six Items Expert Preppers Throw Away That Beginners Swear By. The framing here is gear mistakes, specifically the gap between what looks useful on paper and what experienced preppers have already field-tested and moved past. That kind of calibration content is genuinely valuable for people who are still building out their kits and want to avoid spending money on things that won't hold up. GearsFlix ranked all 7 ESEE survival knives and tackled the question of whether the lifetime warranty actually justifies the price point. ESEE is a brand that comes up constantly in preparedness circles, so a structured comparison across the full lineup is a useful reference, especially if you're in the market. And Wild Nature Camp posted a bushcraft shelter build, 7 days in the rainforest, constructing a dugout shelter inside a giant tree root using only natural materials. The construction process and natural material sourcing are the focus. It's the kind of primitive skills content that demonstrates what's actually achievable with environmental resources and patience. Before we wrap up, a quick note from our friends at Mira Safety. They've got up to 25% off right now site-wide. That includes their gas masks, filters, CBRN protective gear, and NBC suits. If you've been eyeing anything from them, this is a solid window to move on it. Head to mirasafety.com and take a look before the sale ends. Today's dominant theme in the community was food costs and what rising prices mean for preparedness planning going forward. Sutton's Days put the sharpest point on it, but it threads through the broader conversation, and it's a topic you can expect to keep coming up as we move into the second half of 2026. This briefing is produced by the Urban Prepper Channel. I'm Tactical Temptress. Thanks for spending your morning with me. See you tomorrow.